Hey folks, you are most welcome to the channel, and once again today we have an amazing author who is going to share with us that what is the imposter syndrome and also how one can overcome it and what are the ways to overcome it, right? And also we'll be talking about some universal truths over here. So dear guest, you are most welcome on the show.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. I appreciate it. Great awesome. To join you.
Awesome. Awesome. So actually, the audience is super excited to know a little intro about you.
So I am a partner with Paradigm Staffing, which is a recruiting firm. We specialize in public relations, marketing, communications people. I'm also the podcast host of Fresh Blood, Killing It After 40, where I talk to people who are over the age of 40, who are thriving in life, about their stories. Their challenges, their successes, how they got to where they are, what their greatest life lessons are. And through all of these stories, I have found that there are these golden threads. There's these universal truths that belong to all of these stories that help build our overall success. And I've also found that there's the very big problem that plagues us all, which not only have I learned from these stories, but being a recruiter, I can tell you that this is the number one problem for every CEO, and that's imposter syndrome. It's something that plagues the majority of us. A very small percentage may not experience it at some point, but most of us do. And imposter syndrome is simply that feeling of not being enough, that feeling that you're not good enough, that you're not in the right place, that everyone's going to find you out. You don't really know what you're doing and everyone's going to figure it out. This is a feeling that we all have at some point. It's normal. It's human. And so what happens is this imposter syndrome comes in, and it actually plays itself out in a lot of different ways. It can play itself out just by procrastination, through fear, through your own judgment, through getting sick and drama. I mean, we hurt ourselves basically through this imposter syndrome, and we stop ourselves from moving forward with our goals in a lot of different ways. So talking about it and learning about it, knowing it's normal, will really help us move forward with our goals. So some of the things that I've learned. Imposter syndrome starts with those negative thoughts, right? It's those negative thoughts that are in our head. It's telling us that we're not good enough, that we can't do this. What are you thinking? Who are you? So starting with knowing that that's normal, starting with knowing that when you think that you're not good enough, it doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It's actually something that's left over from our caveman ancestors. This is something that has been imprinted in our minds to think negatively, because back in the caveman days, thinking negatively actually saved our lives. You didn't want to, you know, if you were walking around, you wanted to think that that stick was a snake. That would save your life. You didn't want to break free from the group. You wanted to blend in. All of these things saved your life. These thinking processes were created for safety. But we don't live in that kind of world anymore. And now these thinking processes actually hold us back. So knowing that that's where it comes from is the first step, that it's normal. Don't judge yourself on it. Know that it's there for that reason. And then just say, oh, hey, that's what I'm doing. And then flip your thought. Whatever you're thinking negatively, flip it to the most positive, right over to the best thing that you can possibly think of, and then visualize it. So if you're thinking you're not good enough about going to do, going to write a book, and think that you are absolutely, absolutely good enough to go write that book. It's the first step, and it's very simple. And if you use visualization, you can actually start to train your brain and train your brain in a more positive way so that this becomes natural. So it doesn't have to be such a thought process every time, but that's how you get there. It is a practice. You have to stop, realize, don't judge yourself. Don't pick on yourself. And then flip it to the most positive thing, visualize the most positive thing, force the picture visually. This is really important. It really trains the brain to think positively. It trains the neurons. And here's the thing. Once you start visualizing something, it's training your neurons to think as if that's actually happening. So it makes it so much easier for you to go do that thing in real life. once you've spent some time visualizing it. So that's a very powerful trick with imposter syndrome.
All right.
Take control of your thoughts and visualization.
All right. Awesome. That's interesting, right? So as you mentioned that people tend to doubt their abilities and they feel like a fraud. So I know that that's what is like happening nowadays. People tend to doubt their abilities. They tend to feel that whatever they are doing, that's not the right way. So
yes.
Just can you share any story of your, you know, any client, any of your mentees that you helped that person to overcome? What was the exact way that you helped them?
Oh yes, I mean, so there's other things to think about. You know, you need to move through your fear. You need to learn how to walk alongside of it instead of behind mm-hmm. it. And action is the antidote to fear. You know, someone that I think about a lot is Jennifer Ann Gordon. Jennifer, she was someone that was, she was in an abusive relationship. Her husband was abusive. She was very isolated in her work. She was struggling mentally. She was consistently afraid, just not in a good place at all. And she'd always dreamed about doing ballroom dancing. It was something that she'd always wanted to do. And she had thought about it and talked about it for years. People had even given her gift certificates, but she never thought she was good enough. She never thought that was something that she could actually do. And that gift certificate sat in her room for years. Until finally, and I always say, you know what, a big thing with imposter syndrome, you need to fake it until you make it. It works, okay? There's actually science behind this. Sometimes all it takes is 30 seconds of courage to just step up, do that thing you're scared of, and then keep moving forward, and it will change everything. So Jennifer took that 30 seconds of courage. After a year, she finally did 30 seconds of courage. She called and made the appointment. She goes to the ballroom dance class. She is so scared. She does not want to walk in the room. She is shaking, but she gathered that 30 seconds of courage and walked in there. Like, what am I doing? Okay, let's do this. And what happens? She ends up finding her absolute love of life. It was such a joy. It brought her back to finding herself. She left her abusive husband. She ended up becoming an award-winning ballroom dancer. She became a ballroom instructor. She ended up finding the love of her life through ballroom dance. And then once she did that, once she opened up her mind to this, well, I've been holding myself back and look at me, look what I just did. She stopped saying, I can't do this and I can't do that. And she started saying, I can. She picked up a pen, she wrote a book, won the Kindle Award of the Year. And she's just moving forward with life with this new mindset of, no, I can. I'm going to stop that imposter. We hold ourselves back with our own limiting beliefs, and we hold ourselves in these prisons that we are our own guard, and we just are the ones that need to let ourselves out. And once we do, I mean, life is amazing. So I think about this all the time, because what if she had not gathered that courage to walk into that ballroom dance class? Something very simple, right? But really profound. What if she hadn't done that? She might not have never left that husband. She would have never had this new career. She would have never written this book. She would never have this bright, sparkly life that she has now. Mm-hmm. And then I think about you and me and, you know, the people listening, you know, what would happen if we opened ourselves up to that thing that we've been holding ourselves back, that we've always wanted to do? What could our lives look like if we stepped into that?
True.
And so that's what,
right.
That's what we need to do, step into it.
Perfect. So that's the exact way that one has to, right? That taking that leap of faith, right? As you mentioned that 30 second or 35 second, right?
30 seconds of courage.
Right. So that is the leap of faith that one has to take. No, now I'm going to do it. Now I'm not doubting myself at all. Now I feel like I'm the best, right? So that's mm-hmm. something interesting. So you're mm-hmm. talking about some, you know, universal truths as well. So would be happy to hear, like, please share it with my audience.
Yeah, well, so another way that helps with your imposter syndrome is to flip your perception of failure. And that's very important, because there really is no failure in life. There's only feedback. In life, there's either winning or there's learning. So successful people have tons of failures. they are not scared. They don't look at it as failures. They look at it as learning, because what they've learned is that it's through the ashes of those failures that come their greatest successes. So once you realize this, it really just opens up the world to take away that fear of making a mistake, to take away that fear of feeling like, oh, failing makes me a bad person. Oh, failing makes, I can't do this. No, you're just learning. You're just taking those steps to get up higher. And it's something that has been really powerful to me, because I used to beat myself up about my mistakes. And I would, it stopped me from doing a lot of things. But now when a mistake happens or a failure happens, I just sit with it. I take the time to learn from it. What's here? What is here? How can I learn? How can I grow? And then I move on, and I'm so much healthier and happier, not only for myself, but everyone around me. And this is what people do. For Henrik de Goyer is another person that I spoke with, and he had, you know, he took the leap of faith to do a podcast, which is a scary thing. Okay. I mean, I'll admit, like when I started my podcast, you guys, it took me like 4 months to launch it because I couldn't stand the sound of my voice. I had to get over myself. I had to get over my own imposter syndrome. But and so Henrik got over himself. He launched his podcast, and he admits that it was a failure. It wasn't interesting. It didn't do well. It did not do well. But instead of beating himself up about it, he learned, he evaluated. He's like, okay, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? He started another podcast. And now that podcast is well past 200 episodes. He wrote a book from that podcast. And what he did is he learned how to create a successful podcast and write a book from it. And he's replicated it. He's had like six podcasts, six books in the past 3 years. It's just this is what we do. We learn from the failures and we move on to have our successes. And when you can flip that mindset and stop being so scared of it, that also helps with your imposter syndrome and helps you fake it till you make it appeal sometimes. So, but you did ask me about universal truths. And I have to say, to me, one of the most important universal truths is knowing what you want. You have to know what you want. And this seems simple, but what I've found is that most people don't really know what they want. And I've thought a lot about this, and talking to people, and what I've realized is it seems that, you know, we're asked what we want when we graduate from high school, right? You know, what is it you want to go do? And we get on these paths from a very young age. And often we just end up going down these paths. We just start reacting to life. Life starts coming at you and you're reacting and you're reacting, and you're reacting, and you're just living, and you're so busy living and reacting that you haven't stopped to think about, is this really what I want to be creating? And so I found that we just lose sight of our wants a lot of times because of life. Or people are so consumed with needs, base needs, that they don't think they have the luxury of wants. Or people have been told what they want for so long, they never really realized they got to ask themselves that question themselves. And all of these, it's really, you know, not knowing what you want. That is the mistake. It's really knowing what you want, knowing what you believe is a true success in life. What does that look like? What is a true success to you look like? Because until you know that, you will live someone else's definition of success, and you will never truly have your own authentic happiness. And so that to me is one of the most important universal truths. Figure out what it is that you want, not based on your parents, not based on your friends, not based on society, but what your heart tells you. And you need to follow that. And you need to figure that out. Start asking those questions.
That's like super interesting thing to do. Like when we have no idea what we want, it's like we are going at a destination. We have taken our week allowed, but we have no idea where are we going. Where we have to go, right? We are just riding anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So many. I mean, really large percentage of people. That's where we are in life.
Right. So you have also shared that what are the ways that we can understand that what we want, right? So you also mentioned one thing: fake it till you make it. So can you please throw some light on it so that it gets clear to people what you exactly mean when you say fake it until you make it.
Well, my podcast was a great example. I didn't know what I was doing when I started my podcast. I didn't know what I was doing. All I knew was that as a recruiter, I have spent 20 years talking to people as they move up the corporate ranks. And what I found was that anytime there's a shakeup, anytime the new CEO comes in and there's layoffs, anytime there's a downturn in the industries, it's the over 40 that has a lot more panic, that has a lot more struggle, that has a lot more angst. And it's natural because the farther up the ranks you move, less opportunity is and the more competition you have. So when you're laid off or you have to find something new, it's not as easy. And ageism is no joke. It absolutely happens. So you have a lot of different struggles. And so what I was curious about is I would talk to people who were struggling and then I talked to other people who were thriving. And I was like, well, the people who are thriving, what is it that they're doing? You know, what is happening in these stories that maybe this person could learn from? And so that was my inspiration for the podcast. It was actually an inspiration for a book. I wanted to write a book. And when I realized that it was going to take a very long time to write this book because it was going to take so many interviews, that's when I thought, oh, I should do a podcast. So I never had this desire to go make a podcast. It just made sense as far as this is how I can help during the pandemic. I can add some value to people's lives. They can hear these stories. And this is how I can help. That was my intention. So when I made it, I was hit with all of these things. I was hit with imposter syndrome. I was hit with fear. I was hit with my self-judgment, all my negative thoughts. I had to go through this process myself. And definitely, you know, getting on those first calls, you know, with a podcast, I was faking it until I made it. And I was 100%, I was faking it. And you know what? And here's the thing. And I was judging myself. And this is what makes me laugh is I told you that it took me 4 months to release this podcast, right? My first episode, because I really hated my voice, you guys. Like I just could not get over my voice. And so I had to use all my tools to get over myself to release. And you fast forward like 4 or 5 months into productions, just, you know, like it's going smooth. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if I could be a voice actor.
Wow.
Really big difference. Okay. And here's the thing. This is what the fake it until you make it is all about. Because anytime you do something new, it's going to be unfamiliar. And anytime you do something that's unfamiliar, it's going to be uncomfortable. That's just how it goes. That is how life works. And so when we get into that uncomfortable, unfamiliar feeling, we often run back to the familiar, even if it might not be good for us. So we have to fake it until we make it in that uncomfortable zone so that you can get past it and make it familiar. And anything can be made familiar just by not giving up. You just have to decide if it's something that you want.
That's something interesting, right? So people, what exactly it means, like whatever you feel like that you're not able to do it or something, just listen to her, right? Just start this podcast once again. And I would suggest you to listen to it over and again so that it gets in your subconscious mind and you overcome this imposter syndrome.
Yes, right? You can do anything. You can do anything. You just know that you want it. Know why you want it, because that's going to get you through all the tough times, is knowing why you want it and why you're doing this. And then just go into the baby steps, okay? Baby steps gets you anywhere. No judgment, only kindness.
True. That's something interesting, right? Awesome. So we have shared with the audience as well, like you are an author. So can you please share some things regarding your book? What is the book is all about?
Yeah, so the book is basically a book of universal truths. It is Fresh Blood After 40, a book of universal truths. It's a simple step-by-step guide to building, creating your most authentic, successful, and fulfilling life. And it's taking all of these golden threads through these stories, because what happened was as the stories were coming at me, I could just see where it was going. I was like, oh, You can see the steps that were going to happen, and they do flow through all of these. And if you take these lessons and apply them to your life, you can create the same magic in your life. And it's really powerful and amazing. And I have to say, learning from these people's stories through this podcast has absolutely changed me in such a profound way. And I'm incredibly grateful.
Awesome. That's interesting. So is it available on Amazon?
It will be available now. It'll be available everywhere in around April of 2023.
Oh, wow. So definitely, I would love to have you once again on the show, because this is something, the topic I really love talking about.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't even scratched the surface of where we could go. I'd love to talk even more. I have lots of stories I can share, other universal truths.
Awesome. Because when people hear the story, they believe. Because people believe in the stories and they start acting on that, right? Because exactly. They feel that, okay, it has helped that person, so it will help me as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? The limiting beliefs are really powerful. I mean, I always tell people, look at how they train baby elephants. Have you ever heard of how they train baby elephants?
I haven't heard about it. But I have seen.
Well, so they tie the baby elephant to a stake, right? With a little rope, a thin rope to a stake. And the baby's, it's a baby elephant. So the baby elephant will pull on that stake and it won't break free. But the baby elephant grows, and we all have seen a really big elephant. They're huge, not something that a little rope and a stake is going to hold to the ground. But it does. That baby elephant accepts its limitations. And when it grows into this huge elephant, it never breaks free from that tiny little stake because it never tries. It has accepted its limitations. And I think about this all the time, because you and me and people listening, we are the same. We've accepted our own limitations, and that we've stopped ourselves from breaking free and going into the things that we wanted because of the different stories we told ourselves, because of limiting beliefs. And so that's why I love learning about these stories from other people and realizing what we're doing to ourselves so that we can break free from it. A lot of it is bringing awareness to it, realizing what's happening, and then just making the decision to step forward.
Awesome. Now I got that. I have shared that story with my audience when I was practicing, right?
Yeah,
when
you
I
were, was, yeah.
when I was
it's
practicing.
It's so real.
Right. Because when I was just practicing to speak English, I was just sharing the story with my audience when I started a YouTube channel back in maybe 2019. So I remember it, right?
Yeah.
So this is something interesting, that elephant is tied with the, you know, that elephant baby elephant is tied with the, that any particular rope or something, and it tries, and then after a certain period of time it stops trying to get out of that particular, you know, tied rope, right? So that's what happens with the other people as well, right? I believe this is something, what is a similar story that you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, that's just, we do, that's exactly it. That's what we do to ourselves. So we hold ourselves back. We struggled when we were younger, and people confined us in certain ways, and we just stopped struggling and started accepting limitations. So yes, I always tell people, think about the baby elephant. Don't be the elephant.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. See, I would say, don't be that elephant, but it would be like, keep trying. Don't stop.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, don't be the big elephant. Keep trying. Be the baby elephant. Keep trying.
Yes.
Don't be that big elephant that is just standing there, and you got that big old, that tiny little rope, and all you have to do is go bing.
Exactly. That's true.
Never tried.
Right. Thank you so much. So is there any tip that you would like to give to the audience?
Any tip that I'd like to give to them? You know, honestly, if I'm gonna wrap it up in some way, I want to leave a big tip, that really what happens in life is when you shift that focus from how can I help myself to how can I help others, That is where amazing success flows. And what I found is that this is the secret to life, is to find that thing that fills you up, that thing that fills you up, that you enjoy, that you love, and then fill yourself up to overflowing, fill yourself up, overflowing, and then share that overflow with everyone. And that is the secret sauce. That is the beauty. And that's where people's amazing success comes from.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the people who are listening to us over here. And thank you so much to my dear guest as well for being over here, inspiring the audience. It's a pleasure, you know, connecting with new people from different countries, different places. It's just amazing. So thank you so much for being an amazing guest.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure. I've enjoyed chatting with you.
Perfect. So people, what I'll do, if you want to connect with her, I'll drop a website link if she has, or if there is any way to connect with her, I'll drop the link. Please check it in the description and you can connect with her easily.
Great. Thank you so much.
Perfect.